Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Megan. I haven't done this by myself in literally forever, but Gene had to go, so I'm going to finish up this episode with you all. So thanks for sticking around and hanging out. We just heard Can I Be Electric by Mashenka. So that's a Montreal-based artist. I just found this like little sort of blurb about the song in Spill magazine recently, which I wanted to read because I think it's, I don't know, I really like it. So she writes, Can I Be Electric came from a journal entry I wrote during a strange period in university when I was questioning who I was becoming. I remember watching a friend walk into my house and feeling like she was glowing from the inside. She had this warmth and confidence that felt like magnetic. I kept asking myself, can I be electric like her too? The song is also about that moment between childhood and adulthood when you realize you've changed and you're not sure if you've lost some of your spark along the way. At the time, I was moving through unrequited love and felt disconnected from myself, but writing this song helped me reconnect with a softer, more curious version of who I used to be. For me, Can I Be Electric is about reconnecting with your inner child and longing to feel truly alive again, which I really like. I feel like there's been times in adulthood where I felt like, wow, I really don't feel like how I did when I was a teenager or a child. Like, I feel so much less curious about things. So I don't know. I liked relating to that part of the song. It was a really nice song. I really liked it. Also, it reminds me of the Oasis Can I Be Electric 2 song. So anyway, before that, we heard Free Association by Friendship. I checked if they were coming touring anywhere near here soon. Alas, they are not. Just in Europe. So go to Europe if you want to see them. And then at the top, we heard Know You Anymore, the Audio Tree live version by Fan Club Wallet. Fan Club Wallet's website is the cutest website I've ever seen in my life. Go to fanclubwallet.com if you're interested. It's like the main page of it is all these little trinkets that would be in a wallet, and they're all different links to things on the website. But there's lots of Canadian money and an Ontario driver's license, and it's very cute. And they will be coming nearby to play some shows, so hooray. They will be in Ottawa on April 4th, so if you want to see them, not too far to Ottawa, and that's not too far from now. So anyway, go check out Fan Club Wallet if you're interested. I'm going to keep it rolling with the music. So next up, we have Paris Paloma with Miyazaki. Here we go.
I have something to say, as anyone who's ever made anything worth enjoying. Nobody can destroy it. Left unchecked, it mutates. Bleed in desperation to create. Collapses me like a star. Sickness inside my heart. Whenever I fear death, I think of marriage. I would fear much more. Never dying, is that what you all are striving for?
Take it from me.
Kiss in between clapping hands, they say it'll pass. I used to pray that it would, but its absence never brought anything good. I wake in the morning, do all of my chores, then I'm thinking in silence and drinking sweet wine, putting my mind somewhere outside where it can feel the sun. Maybe it'll connect with someone.
Thank you. Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Grace Ives with their new track Trouble. Before that, we heard Cola, Conflagration Mindset. And at the top, we heard Paris Paloma Miyazaki, maybe trying to ride on the coattails of Nausicaa by Cameron Winter. Or maybe that's kind of rude to say to poor Paris Paloma. I'm going to take that back. Anyway, folks, it is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mound Goat song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs. And this week, we have a doozy, In the Craters on the Moon from Heretic Pride. This is one of the more aggressive, raucous, maybe actually rock songs, as opposed to diddly little folk rock that you might be used to from these segments. JD starts screaming towards the end of it. It's real aggressive. This song has sort of become a political song. According to JD, it was never meant to be political. It's more about these people who are just past the point of hope. The long war is not like the Iraq war or anything like that. It's a war that, according to him, has been raging for hundreds of years. It's this, like, metaphysical conflict. But this is a fun one. There's a lot of great quotes and comments by JD on this song. He's played it a number of times. So let me just read you these. In 2008 in San Francisco, he said, "This is a song about how in certain times in your life, you may find it necessary to think of all of your friends as your enemies, and they may grow resentful. That only proves you right." And of course, in Boston, 2008, he says, "They applaud thrift in Boston. They really admire a man who knows his way around a bargain. This is a song about some people who, for them, thrift is not really an option because they spend all of their money on sugar and old video cassettes of Speed Racer and Kimbra the White Lion. It's working out okay for them, depending on who you talk to. Sugar, of course, is a metaphor JD has used a lot when he's talking about like smack or crank or any of the harder substances that he was accustomed to in his younger and more vulnerable years. I'll leave you with this more recent quote from him, 2017, also San Francisco. He says, "This is a song about living in a cave and thinking, I think I'll stay in my cave. Here's In the Craters on the Moon by the Mountain Goats."
If the strain proves too much, give up right away. If the light hurts your eyes, stay in your room all day. When the room fills with smoke, in the declining years of the long war. Well, the blood's in the water. And the shark's gonna come. And we swim in the dark. Till our bodies are numb. Blind desert rats in the moonlight, too far from shore. In the declining years of the long war. Empty room with a light bulb, where the phone starts to ring. Everybody gets nervous. Nobody says anything. Next day, someone's initials show up on the door. I think I'm gonna crack. Can't live like this anymore. Ugly things in the darkness. Worst things in store. We'll be right back.
everybody, and welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM. Just a reminder, you can listen to this show on cfrc.ca, as always, the greatest website in the world. So, you know, get more involved in CFRC, come volunteer, etc. I'm already hyped for the funding drive, even though it's 10 months away. Anywho, we just heard Bandages by Hot Hot Heat, one of my favorite bands in high school. When they broke up, I sad tweeted at them and they liked it. So, you know, hooray. Before that, we heard Magical Thinking by Prism Shores. And at the top, we heard In the Craters on the Moon by the Mountain Goats. Okay, I know that the Oscars were forever ago and Dean already talked about it, but I didn't get to share my thoughts because we recorded before the Oscars last time, so please feel bad for me and hear me out. I won't go too long into it. I'm just, you know, I'm happy about one battle after another. I've been seeing so many things on Instagram since being like, this movie is awful, like, it's so unwoke, you know, like, there's no real world politics in it, which, what are you talking about? Whatever. I think it's a great movie. And I think they obviously gave it to him because Paul Thomas Anderson has made a lot of good movies and not gotten Best Picture before. So they were like, now's your chance. And I think, you know, everyone else who made a great movie will also get their chance. I know that's a really silly way to do the Oscars, is to just like, just legacy give everyone Oscars, but it's fun. We're sharing. Hooray. I'm also dying at the fact that the best documentary feature, the Mr. Nobody Against Putin, I don't know if everyone saw this or if it's already been shared on the airwaves, but it uses like a clip from some Muppets movie to be a gulag, and they don't indicate that it's from a Muppets movie. They just like pretend it's archival footage of a real gulag, but it literally says gulag on it, which doesn't make a ton of sense, and it's from a Muppets movie, and that's hilarious. And now a documentary with Muppets footage in it is one the best documentary feature, which is amazing. And there is a viral Tumblr post about this that I learned this information from that you can find if you Google Mr. Nobody Against Putin Muppets. Hooray. I thought that Jessie Buckley would win, and she did, so go Jessie Buckley. I'm pretty sure she like swept award season. I literally think that she won every acting award that she was nominated for, which go her. I'm very happy for Michael B. Jordan. Last year I wanted Timmy to win so bad. This year I didn't really care as much, even though I thought that like objectively Marty Supreme was a better movie than the Bob Dylan movie and that he did a better job. I just like am starting to get really annoyed with Timothée Chalamet, I don't know how you say it. So that's where I'm at right now. However, Dune 3 is coming out and then I will be back on the Timmy train, I'm sure. I don't know if they're going to nominate anyone from Dune per se for an acting Oscar, but I would love if they did that. Denis Villeneuve is like a real director and those are all real actors. Like, why can't we... I don't know. Has there ever been like a Star Wars movie nominated for Best Picture? I doubt it. But maybe they'll get some effects nominations or something. And maybe Dune Part 3 will be the greatest movie ever made and everyone's going to be obsessed with it and it's going to sweep the Oscars as well. Who knows? Best International seemed like a literally stacked category. I have to watch all of them. They all seem so good. I think I saw Sentimental Value. I liked it, but not as much as Worst Person in the World. And I saw The Secret Agent, and I liked it, but I didn't love it. The K-pop Demon Hunters song, Golden, I know we talked about this last time, but that is not catchy. I don't understand why everyone likes it. It's not that good of a song. Okay, Amy Madigan, Queen, you know, she did a great job. I do think Weapons was really enjoyable to watch, like really great movie, and she did a great job. But I don't know if I would have given her Best Supporting Actress. I don't know if she did the best job of everybody, but that's just me being contrarian, I guess. Actually, no, I think literally no one expected it to be Amy Madigan, and no one was happy about that. But Amy Madigan was, so go her. Sean Penn seems like a literally horrible person. I don't think he's cool for skipping it. I know that the Oscars don't matter and that it literally doesn't matter. I just think separately, aside from the Oscars thing, that he seems like a horrible man and I would never want to hang out with him or put him in a movie. And I know everyone does put him in movies because he's a really good actor, but I don't care. I hate him. And I think he did literally a fantastic job in that movie and totally deserved the Oscar. I just wanted to say that he sucks. Just like Timmy seems like he sucks lately too. Just, you know, it's almost like these actor people are not that good of people outside of the movie roles they play. Actually, and most of the time, they're not a good person in the movie role either. Frankenstein was not very good. I was happy that it only won best makeup or whatever it won. Maybe it won one other thing as well. Oh, it won costume. Those are fair. You know, you got to give it to them. And I love that Avatar won visual effects because they were so good. I don't even know what it was up against because, you know, Avatar sweep. Let's go. That's all my thoughts. I feel like it makes sense that F1 also won best sound. Like, I think literally overall my thesis is that it was pretty predictable and, you know, nothing wrong with that, I guess. Everyone is like going to be happy that they felt so good at predicting. And I'm curious to see what the Oscars are like next year. So anyway, let's play some more music. Why don't we? So next up we have Dancing on the Wall by Muna. Here we go.
I'm calling you up again. I'm always saying yesterday. When life spins me around, I tend to run from things I say. It's the witch in her, takes my breath away. When life spins me around, why can't I hold and make it stay?
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Megan, and I'm here today to say goodbye to you because our show's almost over, but you have to keep listening to CFRC the entire rest of the day and check out the rest of the amazing shows that are on this radio station. So we just heard Witching Hour by Witch Post. Makes sense as a title for the band name, I guess. And then before that, Harriet by Hey Rosetta. And at the top, we heard Dancing on the Wall by Muna. Thank you for hanging out. I will see you next Tuesday, as always, except, you know, sometimes we miss it, but most of the time we're there because we love doing the show. And yeah, anyway, let's keep playing some music. So we're going to finish off with New Pond. Woo! I really like this song as well. It's called Terrestrials. And then at the very end, we're going to play one of the greatest songs ever written. Of course, Empty Nesters by Toro y Moi. This is literally in my top 10 songs of all time. So, you know, strap in. I've probably played it on the show like 1 to 2,000 times already, but it deserves to be played every single week. So anyway, I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
At the side of the new moon, the mongrel's got berserk. Baby wanna be weightless, but it's a contract signed at birth. Unknown tomorrows and dead yesterdays. Only psychotics, infants, and lovers and saints.
I'm University Blood Team is a student-led organization that partners with the Canadian Blood Services to facilitate blood donations and encourage students to join the Stem Cell Registry. On campus, we hold booths and special events to raise awareness for the urgent need for blood donation and provide education countering common myths associated with the practice. We also directly provide students and community members with the opportunity to donate blood through our life buses and on-campus blood drives. We have several upcoming events. On Friday, March 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll be holding a blood drive in the Biosciences Complex. On Tuesday, March 24th, at 5:15 p.m., the Life Bus will bring Queen students directly to the Canadian Blood Services location downtown to donate blood. The bus transports students free of charge, and after donation, students can enjoy snacks and pizza together with their friends. At the end of the trip, the Life Bus brings students back to Queen's campus in front of Mitchell Hall. Finally, on Thursday, March 26th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Victoria Hall front lobby, students can drop by our Stem Cell Info Booth, learn more about QUBT, and enjoy pizza and snacks at no cost. More information can be found at the link of our Instagram bio at Queens U Blood Team.
We'll start with some general ways to turn ugly duckling emotions into swans. First,
rock, 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 rocket.
Second, third, this is what one doctor suggests.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
number 7. Now, look forward in a positive mode. Start by spending a few